Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Thanks for tuning in here right on Impact 103 this morning with me. I'm really happy to be with you all the time. It's such a blessing for me because it gives us an opportunity to be real. And I love being real. I love actually asking God to say, come Lord, show me what it is that we need to work on, that I need to change. How can I see you better? This is the way that we challenge the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. So I'm so glad that you tuned in because today we have a packed one. Okay, we're going to have challenge for change coming up. And just remember that you can be a part of Challenge for Change too, where we memorize scriptures and I can call you throughout the week and test you out and see how it's going and just have a great conversation with you about a testimony that you have on actually putting these scriptures into place. Also, we've also got other testimonies and something new that is coming our way at 20 past 10, so stay tuned for that. And not to mention the great music that is about to help us to be filled up and ready to rise up in the spirit and grab a hold of what God has promised us. It's one of the ways that we as Christians can really step above what the world presents to us, just like we spoke about yesterday in Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Arise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You know, yesterday I actually said to you that I would testify about this actual scripture, and I'll make it a quick one. Because it's such a beautiful thing. I was meditating on this at home and actually walked through to the shops just to do some shopping. And as I was there at the shops, there was some guys out on the outside that really needed food. So I felt on my heart, buy them some food. So I went to the shops, did my thing, came out and gave them this food. And we got to pray together and they received Jesus. And that was so beautiful. But then as I was praying with them, these two ladies saw me and asked me, please come pray for me. So I went to pray for them and they had injuries in their feet and their knee. And right there, as we laid hands, Jesus healed them straight. Like no more pain whatsoever. And I got up, I was the happiest. I was like, Lord, you're so faithful that to your word. You're always so faithful. And as I was walking away, another two ladies called me over and said, as we were driving in the car park, there was like this light that was around you. Now, this is a true story, okay? I was blown because literally that morning, I was meditating on this. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is upon you. And sometimes God opens spiritual eyes to see those kinds of things just happening. You know, it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. God really has anointed us, appointed us to be able to do what he's asked us to do. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So go. Shine that light. The glory of God really, really is on you. And as these ladies asked, you know, like came through to me, found out that this one lady had her husband had cancer. And we got to pray for him. And a few weeks later, I saw them again in the shop and actually asked them, how is it going? And she testified to me about how her husband heard about it and was just so strengthened by faith and was healed through that faith. Understand that victory is possible. Victory is available to us that believe in Jesus Christ. And there's a question that sometimes comes up for us believers is, can I be used by God? I know that this question has gone through my mind many times. Lord, is it possible that you can really use me? Because I know what I've done. I know what I've gone through. I know like my frailties and my humanness. And the amazing thing is the Bible says that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power, ability, efficiency, and might to do the same works that Jesus did. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I want to read this scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:27. It says, God deliberately chose Okay, this is awesome. God deliberately chose what in the world is foolish to put the wise to shame. What the world calls weak to put the strong to shame. And God also deliberately chose what in the world is lowborn and insignificant and branded and treated with contempt, even the things that are nothing, that he might depose and bring to nothing the things that are. And the reason he does this, so that no mortal man should have pretense for glorying and boast in the presence of God. That is just tremendous for me, because I look at my own frailty and I'm like, Lord, thank you so much for being able to use me. You chose me deliberately in order to fulfill your purpose. And what I love is that God always says to me, he always says, don't worry, I'm not looking for perfect people. I'm looking for people that are available for me to just be that vessel, just to be the vessel and allow the Holy Spirit, the power of God, to be the actually the one that is doing the work. It's not us, but him. I am here today with someone that is really, really special to my heart. He is Evangelist April. And what we're going to be doing now is actually starting a new segment on the show called The Witness. It's all about chronicles of people who have really experienced God do impossible and ridiculous and meaningful things. And I love this because the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we are going to bring you these testimonies so that you can grab a hold of what God has done in somebody else's life and hopefully get it in yours, because God is not a respecter of persons. What he does in one person's life, he will surely do for another. So Evangelist Abel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you.
I'm telling you, I love having you here. I love you so much. And I love hearing about the crazy stuff that God's done in and through your life. So what testimony are you going to share with us today?
Oh, first of all, let me just greet you again, my brother. I love you so much.
I love you too,
and
man.
And greet everybody who's listening out there. I pray they have an amazing day today. This is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
So I say a testimony that I want to share is a radical testimony that happened when I got saved. That's a testimony that for me, it's one of the best, because I was this different person. And you know how the Bible says, we are not the same. We are a new creation in Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
And I didn't know the Lord this way, but I wanted him and I was seeking for him. And I was in a times of my life where I got a girl pregnant and I was very, very stressed in my life. And I needed the Lord so much and I didn't know how to get to him. And I prayed every day. And I looked at the Bible, I opened it, and I just never really, you know, were able to like experience him and know that he's there and he's listening to me and he loves me and he wants to help me.
Amen.
I knew he did, but I just didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
So the Lord sent this beautiful woman to my life, which is my spiritual mother, Pastor Daphne. And before I say this about her, I just want to say this. You know, the word says in Romans 10:14, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them?
Amen.
So she came and told me, and she is a true reflection of a person who carried Jesus. She literally embodies love, embodies that love of Jesus, what Jesus is. And when she came into my life and when she started talking, I remember when she said, today I want to share with you guys about how much Jesus loves you and how much he has a plan for your life. And today, after I pray with you, will never be the same again. And those words have rang in my heart. And I was saying, Jesus, I want my life to be different. I'm just like, my life was escalating into a point where I didn't even want to leave anymore. Continue like that. And that day when she came, it was like the day that Jesus just grabbed me. And And I remember when she prayed with me, the whole room changed. I don't know how to explain this, but the whole room changed. And I began to wonder what's going on, because I heard a sound go zhoo, zhoo, zhoo. And she said she was going to pray in the spirit. And I didn't know what, okay, you pray in the spirit, what is that? You know, she's praying in the Holy Spirit. She's praying in tongues. And I just started to hear the whole room change and shift. And I pinched my eye to look around, like, what's happening around me? What's going on? I couldn't see anything. And when she lay hands on me that day, the Lord hit me so hard. I don't even know how to explain this. It was like electricity. It was like water. It was like a lot of love that I'd never felt in my entire life. I never felt a love like that. I cried. Immediately, I went in tears. I fell on the bed and I just went crying. And just to find out that Jesus' love was so much, was melting my heart, and I didn't know what to do with it. So I went and said, Jesus. And I wasn't using words. I was talking to him. I don't know how to explain this. I was talking to him, but I wasn't using words. And I said, Jesus, why would you love a sinner like me? And he said, because I love you.
Wow. Amen.
He said, because I love you. And at that day, I knew that my life would never be the same. I used to have a bunch of ladies and, you know, had sex outside of marriage and all of that stuff. And I didn't want them anymore. And all I wanted was to take this glorious, beautiful gospel to someone else and be able to tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. And I didn't have a way to do this without following somebody who knew about Jesus in that manner, that can lead me how to go into the presence of God like that. So I had a dream that I want to go and study the Word of God and go to a Bible college and be there with the people that know and how they, you know.
So can I ask you, if there is one thing that you can say to the listeners today that might be going through a similar situation, you know, like, what would you say to someone that is actually going through that? How can they come to Jesus?
It's so easy. The Word of God says, if you believe today, if you come to the Lord, you repent, you say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. Forgive me all my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. You will be saved.
Amen.
This is the day of salvation. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
All you got to do is to believe. It's that simple. It's all about faith. It's not about any other things that the people think about. It's that simple. And you know, when I prayed and I wanted to go to America, I didn't have money. I didn't have anything. But I hold on the scripture that the Lord says, I'm your provider. And I hold on the scripture that says, if you'd ask in my name, anything that you ask for in my name, I'll do it.
Mm.
I hold on those type of scriptures. And I remember when I prayed,
thank you, Jesus.
I felt it in my heart. And the Lord said, you should go. I had no money. I had no visa. I had nothing. And I was talking to my mom, my spiritual mother. She said, you're going to have to believe, honey. You're going to have to believe the Lord. And the man that was running that Bible college, he told me one thing I will never forget. He said, he said to me, you need to come into agreement with me if you're going to come to America or not. He said, if you believe that the Lord can take care of you in America, and the Lord can supply everything you need, a place to live, food to eat, because he needs to sustain you out there. And then he will get you airplane fare, everything that you need to get out there and be able to study. He said, if you can promise me that you're coming and give me a hand and shake me right now, tell me that you're coming, I'll tell you one thing. And he said to me, I'll tell you that you can go ahead and believe that God is going to be in your life the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But if you cannot do that, I want you to forget about ministry today. And I thought it was like a, something huge, but my heart was sunk because I just loved the Lord at that point so much that I just want to do whatever he wants. He wanted.
So I want to ask you, because man, I'd love to hear like the rest of the story, but our time is running really, really slow. So I just wanted to ask you if you could pray for those people that are, have a heart that just want to say, Lord, I want to receive you. I know I've made mistakes. Please, please, I need some help to get there. Will you pray for everyone to receive Jesus and to change their lives around and become new?
Yes. Absolutely. I love this. And Lord, we thank you so much for this beautiful listeners. Everyone who's listening, they're on the couch of their home. They're sitting on their chair right there. Father, somebody's in their car just listening to this show. And at this point, Father, this is a time that you would meet with them. So I pray for my sister out there, my brother, my father, my aunt, whoever's listening to this, Lord. I pray for faith in their heart to rise at this point of this minute. And I pray right now, Father, that your words would go into their heart and start rising up their faith, Father, that it is through ordinary people that are nothing. God delights in using the weak things of this world to confound the wise. God uses the weak things of this world, Father, to show his strength. So at this point, right now, Lord, I pray for every individual to start believing in Jesus, to know that all things are possible through him. And Father, I also want to pray with those that say, I want to receive Jesus. I'm so hungry to know him. So I just say this with me on your couch. Just say, Jesus, I receive you in my heart. Please forgive me. Please set me free for all my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, and set me free, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And today I will never be the same again. And Father, show me what is my purpose. Show me what is my purpose in this earth, in this life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. I love hearing about people that had an encounter with God and they were completely changed by that encounter. Never the same, never the same. And I would love to have you back on at another stage just so you can tell everyone about like what that change actually looked like throughout your life and what God started to do in your life. Because I know you have a lot of crazy stories. So that's it for The Witness today. The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the Word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
It's that time of the week again here on Impact 103, Challenge for Change. And I have both Luco and Tondi here with me in studio. What's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I love this time because we get to discuss the Word of God. We get to actually put into practice what God is doing inside of our lives. And actually, it's also a time where we can testify and tell people, listen, this is what's been going through in my life. But the whole point is to learn. Feeling the pressure. The whole point is to learn the scriptures. The whole point is to learn the scriptures and to make sure that we have and are equipped to, in that moment that we need it. So here we go. I'm going to ask you, because last week I had Tubbs actually testing me out on 1 Corinthians 13. So I'm going to put you guys on the spot and just go straight in. Just like that. Just like that. No, like beating around the bush today. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. I want to see. You guys can jump off.
Okay. Yeah. Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Uh-huh. And it is not jealous.
Amen.
I love that.
It is not self-seeking.
Mm-hmm. It is not boastful.
Yes.
Yes, not boastful first.
It is not proud.
Yes.
That's right.
It does not dishonor others.
The most casual way we can actually get this.
It does not dishonor others.
Yeah.
It does not delight in wrong.
Yes. Does not display itself haughtily.
Haughtily is another word for proud, Tony.
I know, but she's coming up with these big words.
Yeah, man.
Luto,
she was learning the amplified version.
You can tell.
You said just first four.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have like given me verse 4, 5, 6, and 7 in a, you know, choosing.
Yeah, we're bouncing off each other here. Love does not rejoice in the evil, but delights in the truth. As we go.
Here's a clue. Is ever ready to
forgive.
Well, that too. But ready to believe the best of every person. Okay.
It always protects, it always trusts. There's one more thing.
All I know is that love never fails.
Yeah, love, that's verse 8.
It doesn't rejoice in injustice. I think that's one of the verses.
So let me ask you guys this quickly, okay? In going through this, is there a time throughout the last 2 weeks that you've experienced like, man, I really needed love? Because I was actually chatting to Stephen yesterday, and he was telling me that like one thing that he's noticed is that God keeps bringing him back to love.
Mm.
And this is what I love about God is he is love. Mm. It's like the purest form, the purest, the most loyal, the most honest. You know, he's the one. And there's that scripture, which is part of this challenge, which is John 15, verses 12. And I'll say
that's your scripture, right?
That's my scripture. I'll close my paper. It says that this is the commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Yep.
Now, how intense is that of how Jesus loved them? Okay. Mm. And then the second part of the scripture goes, no one has shown greater love than this, than he who lays down his life for his friend. And I got this moment in my life where I realized that laying down my life wasn't just a momentary thing.
Sure.
It's like, you know, you can go through like crazy situations. It's like, okay, either I die or they die. And I'm sure that it's an intense situation. And I pray that no one is ever in that situation.
Mm.
But the fact that what Jesus said to me was, it's sometimes not just a momentary thing.
Sure.
It's an everyday decision to say, I'm going to lay down my life for you.
Mm.
And every person that you're in front of say, it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about you.
Sure.
So if I need to put down my desires, if I need to put down my ambitions, what I'm trying to achieve right now, that's what I need to do to make sure that you are number one.
That's good.
And that I'm lifting you up and thinking of you better. Mm. And that challenged me so much. Like, and being in service, I was just like, Lord, you're really breaking me.
Yeah.
Because like, I need to put this into practice every day.
Yep.
You know? So just to ask you guys, has there been something you've needed to put in practice the last 2 weeks? And Luca, I'm looking at you because you've just been married. So has the time come already for you that it's like, man, I've needed to put love into practice straight
away? Of course, definitely. I think especially like I've only been married for a week. and I was about to pull this card on you and say, I was actually having a conversation with my husband. But actually, we were talking about something just earlier today. Even we're just randomly having a chat about another situation that it has something to do with us, but we're not really part of that.
Mm.
And I was saying to him, look, we might be confused as mankind about what love really looks like a whole lot of times because we don't study scripture.
Sure.
But I think there are certain conducts that you look at and you say to yourself, huh, but that definitely does not look like love.
Mm.
And he was telling me of a story of something that happened, and he was sharing screenshots of that with me. And I said to myself, whew, I don't know what happened in that setting with those people.
But man, love cannot look like this.
Wow. Exactly.
It doesn't look like this. It doesn't. Right. And as we're actually just reciting this, I'm finding particularly no boils over with jealousy. Yeah. And I think that's the one issue that was dominant in that particular situation he was telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but look, it's very, their setting is very uncomfortable right now. Wow. And I really wish that there is something that we could do about that particular situation with those people. And I said, man, but no, it's too toxic. It shouldn't look like that.
Wow.
It shouldn't. We may not have traveled long enough to be able to realize in its entirety what love should look like. But I can tell you now, it shouldn't.
It doesn't look like
it
that.
It doesn't look like this.
Exactly. I must admit, I'm so on board with what you're saying.
Mm.
Because love definitely looks like something. And it looks like God. It looks like Jesus. It looks like 1 Corinthians 13. So if you want to, if you're listening and you want to be part of Challenge for Change, where you actually are starting to put into practice the word of God and actually saying, like Luca was saying, I'm in this situation, but I realize now that I've been equipped with the word of God and going through this, that love does not look like this.
Yeah.
So I need to step in and actually change people's perspective
of what love
through
is.
The leading of the Holy Spirit. Sure. And this is a big line, through the leading of the,
Holy Spirit.
Sure. You have to do it, because if you're just trying to do it in yourself, that person might not be ready for what love is actually supposed to be. So please be led, you know, in what God is showing you. But I guess like the best way to actually show people what love is to live it. It's to live it. And, and that's the whole challenge, is like, God, how can I change? How can I embody love? So if you want to do that, and if you want to join us here on air, just let us know on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376. And I'll call you sometime. We'll organize a time throughout the week where I can call you, test you out on these scriptures, find out how you've been putting this challenge into practice and seen a change in your lives. So, Luca, Tondi, thank you very much for joining us again for Challenge and
Share. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Amen. And it has been awesome to be with you. We've come to the end of my time here on Being Real. And if you were encouraged today, I pray that you were. I pray that something stood out to you today that is really going to be able to help you and equip you to step into what all that God has for you. Just remember that Jesus really does love you, and keep your relationship real with God. So stay tuned, because we've got the news coming up now with Luca and Tuesdays with Tondi after that. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.